welcome to A Little Grace to Grow podcast. It's great to have you with us today. I want to read out of 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. There's an unusual passage, or at least the way it begins is unusual. And it's about Solomon. And out of the great kings of Israel, Solomon certainly ranks up there next to David. But his decline almost taints all the good that he did. The scripture is out of 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 1. The Bible says, "But Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house." The word "but" is used to contrast the previous statement, which is, "So was he 7 years in building it," referring to the house of the Lord. So God wanted us to see it took Solomon 7 years to build the temple, but he spent 13 years building his own house. There's a reason God wanted us to see this contrast, okay, in regards to time spent on his house versus the Lord's house. So we know the end of Solomon's story. Unfortunately, the kingdom is divided at the end of his life. God has to judge him, and it's a divided kingdom after his leadership. So he turned from God and brought oppression to God's people. He became a very depressed man, according to Ecclesiastes. If you'll read through the book of Ecclesiastes, you'll find the word vanity, vanity, all is vanity. And the word vanity means empty. That was Solomon's feeling as a backslidden man with all the wealth and the wisdom that the world had to offer, or that God had to offer. He said it just means nothing. And that was his spiritual condition as a result of a self-indulgent life. He did not raise his children for God. And when it was time for him to turn the kingdom over to his son, the stage was set for civil war. The text is not a commendation, but an indictment of Solomon. His attention to personal grandeur had exceeded his attention for God's glory. We do not read of Solomon seeking the Lord as he is building his house. He may have, but it is obvious when he finished God's house, he became obsessed with his own home. I wonder if visitors paid more attention to his home or the temple of God when they came into Jerusalem. This may be the beginning of Solomon's downfall. I personally think it is. Remember, when self gets more attention than the Savior, the devil can take advantage of you. The tempter will appeal to your flesh to draw you away from God. "Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world," said Paul in 2 Timothy 4:10. When selfish motives drive you more than God's will, people will become your stepping stones rather than your ministry. How do you view the people that come into your life? As an opportunity to minister, or as someone who can help you? When selfish ambitions get more of your attention than God's work, your work for God will become mechanical and not heartfelt. As Christians, we are to live Christ-centered lives. We are to look to honor Christ in all we do and wherever we are at. We are not to live a time-clock Christian life where I punch in and punch out. We are to live in constant fellowship with our Lord because He is with us at all times. And the reality is, we need Him at all times. The equation for Solomon's sad ending goes like this. Solomon built the Lord's house and finished it in 7 years, but he was 13. That number is the number of rebellion in the Bible. 13 years in building his own house. The reputation he earned for the good things he did for God was now tainted because of the fleshly indulgence in his own life. Many a great Christian has tainted his testimony the very same way. When the exaltation of self exceeds the exaltation of Christ, there's no telling how far you will drift from God. So, friend, I tell you, stay close to Christ. Constantly check your motives. I love that passage in Jude, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God. God bless you and have a fantastic day.